Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Hallelujah to the King. Well, we have had a good time. We have had fun. We've laughed. We've praised. We've jumped. We've bumped. Let's get in the Word so that we have something to take from this place that we can live and walk in all the days of our life. I have studied for you. Glory to God. And now I need you to put a demand on that which is for you, as I prayed already. We're in Galatians chapter 2, which is our foundation scripture for our series, our theme, entitled The Supernatural Law of Identification. We have already thus far had such a phenomenal revelation, and God has even greater things to reveal to us. Because until we know who we are and what has been done for us, we will name the name of Jesus, but we'll still live as though we are a people without hope. Galatians 2, verse 19 and 20 in the Amplified will be on our screens, so that we can read these two verses of scripture again today and receive further revelation from the Holy Spirit. He's taking us somewhere we have not been before. Galatians 2, verse 19, let us read together. For I, through the law, under the operation of the curse of the law. So the law has a curse connected to it, just like the law has a blessing connected to it. But the apostle says, I, through the law, under the operation of the curse of the law, have is what tense? It's already happened. In Christ's death for me. Jesus already died for who? For me. In Christ's death for me, I myself die to the law and all the law's demands upon me. How many know the curse has a demand on us? And we might as well say it's a legal demand, because there has been a transgression over every one of our lives. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The apostle says, I myself die to the law and all the demands the law demands upon me, so that I may what? Henceforth or going forward in my life, I now have liberty to do what? Live to him and for him, for God, my creator. Verse 20, I have, what tense? It's already happened. I have been crucified with Christ, the Apostle Paul says, in him I have shared his crucifixion. I myself wasn't crucified. He was crucified. But when he was crucified, I was crucified in him. So it's talking about legalities. It's talking about what heaven has already determined for every born again believer. I have been crucified with Christ. In Christ, I have shared his crucifixion. Everything that happened to him, far as heaven is concerned, happened to me. The only one I need to convince is me. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. Christ, the anointed one and his anointings. It's not talking about Jesus living in us, because he has a physical body. It's talking about his spirit, the spirit that came upon Jesus, the Son of Man, which caused him to become Jesus, the Son of God. The same spirit, hallelujah, that quickened Jesus from the dead now lives in us. Am I right? That's what the word says. But Christ the Messiah lives in me, and the life, or the new life that I now live in my body, not the one I'm going to live, but the one I'm living right now. I'm already in eternity in my inner life. My spirit man can communicate, glory to God, in the spirit with God. I've been awakened to my position in God. I now, glory to God, am living the life in my body, glory to God, through Christ Jesus, who died for me. So I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith. I live by adherence. I live by reliance on. I live by complete, somebody say it, trust in the Son of God. The Son of God. The Son of Man died for me, and the Son of God has resurrected in me, who loved me and gave himself up for me. He died as me so that I can now live as him. Tell your neighbor, get ready for a phenomenal revelation on today. Come on and put it in the atmosphere. Come on, put expectation, put miraculous in the atmosphere all around you. Glory to God. We're receiving more revelation today concerning the biblical meaning of the law of identification. Just for a moment of review, we have already learned that the word identification means to put oneself in the place of another. Jesus put himself in our place so we could put ourselves in his place. His place is a good place. Our place was not a good place, but thank God for Jesus. Now we can take his place if we choose to live there. Amen. Scripture reveals that through the substitutionary sacrifice, I want you to say those two words. Long word, it's a powerful word. It's an eternal word. It's a word that is so vitally important to us because he wasn't just a sacrifice, he was a substitute. He didn't go to the cross and he didn't die on the cross and he didn't go and suffer in hell for himself because the Bible says, and we can prove it, that he did not commit any sins in his body, so he didn't need to die for himself. He wasn't a sacrifice, he was a substitutionary sacrifice. That means that he died for us, and we need to begin to live as him. Amen. I need you to talk to me today. So scripture reveals that through the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus from the cross, I want you to picture that, from the cross all the way to the throne, picture how he looked on the cross. But don't live there. Don't keep Jesus on the cross. That would be defeat. Take him from the cross to the throne. He has been enthroned as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he has several ministries that you and I need revelation about that he is operating in even today. The Lord taught me this week the importance of recognizing him as the minister of the holy sanctuary. Glory to God. What that means to us, the minister of the holy sanctuary. That means every time I worship him in the sanctuary, every time I praise him in the sanctuary, every time I pray and intercede and release petition and declarations in the sanctuary, he's the minister of the heavenly sanctuary. What is he doing? He's responsible to take my worship and my praise and my prayer, hallelujah, and make it beautiful in the ears of my Father. I might not sound so good to you, but when he finishes with it, glory to God, it's acceptable in my Father's ears. I'm so excited about it. So it don't matter how I sound today to you. It don't matter whether I can really sing or not. Glory to God. But my heart, hallelujah, when I release the prayers and when I release the intercession, when I release my worship, he makes it beautiful in my Father's ears. He's the minister of the heavenly sanctuary. Hallelujah. Our prayers and our worship is going up to him. And the Bible says it's a sweet smelling fragrance. So hallelujah. I would never come into this beautiful sanctuary and not give him all the worship, all the praise. I wouldn't come in here without praying. I want to give Jesus an opportunity to minister for me before the Father. Hallelujah. I'm not dancing for y'all, and I ain't singing for y'all, and I ain't praising for y'all, and I ain't praying for y'all. Hallelujah. I'm connecting with my minister of the heavenly sanctuary. Y'all better help me up in here because I feel God in here on today. Ah, sheke adabosa. Ha, shandarabosa. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it's important that we see him. Hallelujah. From the cross to the throne. He is seated at the right hand of authority. Hallelujah. With my name in his mouth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Glory to God. He identified with our humanity. He identified with our weaknesses. He identified with our transgressions. He identified with our iniquities. He identified, y'all ain't saying nothing, with our sicknesses and our diseases. He identified with the entire curse. And that's why I worship him like I do. That's why I talk to him like I do. That's why I praise him like I do. Yeah. Hallelujah. He identified with our humanity, our rejections. Glory to God. Our low self-worth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I feel the Holy Ghost. He identified with our pain. Hallelujah, our disappointments. People who rejected us and walked away from us and deserted us and violated us. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He identified with our humanity. I don't feel alone. My God, hallelujah, he was with me while I was going through. He identified with humanity in our sins and everything under the curse, though he never sinned in his flesh. Jesus died as us. Jesus was buried as us. Jesus suffered in hell as us. Jesus rose from the dead with all victory as us. Jesus ascended back to the throne room of heaven. And guess what? We can now identify with him because the scripture says, and we went to it last week, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now you and I, what makes this good news is we can identify with Christ. That's why we can't leave him on the cross. We must enthrone him. Glory to God. As King, as Lord, as eternal high priest. And I want to touch on that thing today until I make a mark on the inside of you that will change you forever. We can identify with Christ because scripture declares that we are seated with him in heavenly places. Hebrews chapter 7. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let's read verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 7. Verses 1 through 3. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, met Abraham, Father Abraham, as he returned from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Who blessed Abraham? Melchizedek blessed. He blessed him. Glory to God. You can go to the Old Testament and you can read the full account, but Melchizedek, the high priest of God Most High, met Abraham and blessed him. Why the Bible said all of those who are in Christ are blessed through Father Abraham. So when Melchizedek blessed Abraham, he blessed us.